Well, I say hello to you, my friend. I'm glad that you telephoned right now. I want to say, is it really real? And I say that because of what I'm about to share with you, that, for example, if you were to place two diamonds, one being a real diamond and the other an imitation, and you place them before me, the chances are I would not be able to tell the difference, and probably you would not either. We would fall in that same category. In fact, I'm told, and I know for a fact, unless you have a trained eye, most people would be fooled between the real and the imitation. But I'm told that there's a way that my, for example, untrained eye can detect the difference. How? Listen to this. Simply, you put both diamonds under water. That's right, under water. It's such a simple test. Who would have thought of it? The imitation diamond is almost extinguished, while the genuine diamond will sparkle even under water. Now, the contrast between the two underwater will be really apparent even to the least experienced eye. So, I ask the question, are you failing under the water test? For example, when trouble comes and you're put under, so to speak, do you still shine? I've known many, many people who, when they were put into difficult situations or who were going through severe trials, have shown their faith even when they're down under. And I guess that's good, to be able to shine, for example, when you are sad or when you're heartbroken, is to let the eyes of all that God has one here who's going to be positive, and God has a person here who's going to shine over the negative situation, because we do find ourselves placed underwater. I think a good prayer would be this: God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that this one reflect your brightness, even when submerged under, that people with whom they come in contact will be able to tell to whom this person belongs. This person is a child of God, and their faith going through a difficult situation is in Jesus. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen. Well, I'm glad you called, my friend, and if you'd like to leave your number, I'll be happy to return the call as I can. In the meantime, God bless you, even when you're under. Goodbye.